This is a CK to Z news update. Kwathin Weegis Management Corporation, the economic development arm of the Clahoose First Nation, continues a year of milestones with a brand new water taxi designed and built to their specifications. The sleek black vessel is called Goat Wen, featuring the nation's symbol of a mountain goat painted below the name. Kwathin Weegis General Manager Bruno Pereira shared the vision driving this latest venture.
Just to give you a little bit of the genesis of that story, a year ago, I got in touch with an entity that would basically finance new businesses and help First Nations to start up new businesses.
That is the Taliyot Aboriginal Capital Corporation, or TAC, T-A-C-C.
We're super proud and grateful. Actually, on another subject, they're helping us now to buy a new concrete dock for the wilderness resort. Little side note. So after reviewing all the financials and seeing how much money we would spend in water taxis amongst all our divisions, you know, forestry, aquaculture, tourism, we realized that, hey, it would make sense to own our own vessel. And the base of our business model would be the captive clientele that we have amongst ourselves. So there we went. We looked at a couple of builders. We ended up choosing Bricks in Port Angeles. And we started designing the boat with very neophyte eyes, you know, like we didn't know much about boats. I had my employees that knew a lot, but I wanted to make it a beautiful vessel first, but also something that would be different and that would be interesting for passengers and guests. So that's why we see all those details, the lookout windows, the walk around cabin. So those were all extras that naturally were not put in the design. And I had to convince people to put them, right? We don't build boats every day, so might as well do it nice. And I felt Clahoose deserved a beautiful boat. And right now, it's been super popular. Our tourism season was kind of slowing down, but it was going on pretty strong. And we used the boat the last 3 weeks-ish. And now it's been serviced for the first 40 hours break-in. And our intentions, like I said, yes, we want to service our own businesses, but we will also make it available out of Campbell River to do probably Campbell River Cortez, Lund. It's a very popular route that Cortez, Lund, and Paul Rivers. So we'll start promoting it and advertising it, and hopefully it's going to catch on.
I think people would really look forward to having an option to go from Cortez all the way to Campbell River without that connection across Quadra.
Yeah, I think so.
The capacity of the boat is 12 passengers.
We kept it at 12 because we rarely have more first. And it was for logistic reasons, mostly. Again, I'm not very savvy in marine law, but after a couple of feet in length, then you need a different ticket for the driver and so on and so forth. So I was told this was the go-to. And to be honest, it suits us very well.
There has been some confusion following the Government of Canada's October 6th announcement that domestic air, rail, and marine passengers will have to show proof of vaccination as of October 30th. In actuality, the requirements do not apply, for example, to BC Ferries passengers, but do apply to those boarding cruise ships. Private water taxi companies may be exempt as well. Pereira commented on their approach to health and safety.
To be honest, we're always on alert when it comes to COVID. We want to make sure we're safe for our employees first, then the guests, and the entire operation ultimately. So I know that this summer, we did have all the guests wearing masks. And now the season is pretty much ending. But if it's mandatory, we'll obviously abide by law. Will we do it even if it's not mandatory? That's something that we'll have to discuss internally. But it's going to be, I think, not a top-down decision, but it's going to be a communal decision. Everybody will sit around the table and we'll make sure that everybody's comfortable with the decision we take.
Kwathin Weegis has other water-related projects on the go. Clahoose Shellfish has been farming gooey ducks near Squirrel Cove since 2008, and a new addition to aquaculture this year is kelp. This edible seaweed is sold for culinary purposes as wakame or kombu, and has also grown in popularity in skincare products.
Kelp was a brilliant idea that Paul Muskie, one of our employees, had for so long. Since I arrived in Clahoose, he's been telling me, Bruno, we need to look into kelp, into seaweed. I was new in the West Coast and I was new in Clahoose. So I said, give me some time, Paul, to get acquainted with the businesses and the corporation. But eventually we went on to a kind of a round table that was organized by Cascadia Seaweed. It was in Nanaimo and they convinced me. So from that day on, we started talking, negotiating.
That eventually resulted in a twofold partnership with Cascadia.
One, We rent our tenures to Cascadia. So we have 9 tenures overall around Cortez. We're able to rent those tenures to Cascadia as a landlord to a tenant. We also have a partnership of profit sharing for everything that we harvest on the tenures. So that spreads the risk in terms of aquaculture for us. We not only have gooey ducks, that was our main product, but it was very time and resource demanding. And with everything related to nature, some seasons will be super good, some seasons will be horrible. So by diversifying our portfolio, we're eliminating some risk of running aquaculture operations. So hopefully we're going to get a winter harvest anytime soon. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Pereira spoke about ESG, which is an acronym for environmental, social, and governance criteria that is considered by companies intent on ethical operations.
Thinking about our ESG willingness of really making something sustainable and managing the corporation, not only profit-wise, kind of dethroning profit and making sure we bring sustainability more into the mix. Seaweed is one way to do it, definitely.
And I think the other big piece with all of these endeavors is job creation.
Definitely. You know, that's something that takes time, takes education, takes training, but the willingness is there. And we do understand that we cannot have seasoned employees after 6 months or 3 months on the job, right? So our employees will grow with the business and we'll support them and we'll make sure that a lot of resources, not only money, are invested into the training and the building of the capacity because it's always a challenge.
Are the job opportunities potentially attracting some Clihus members who've moved away to come back?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. The only challenge is lodging and accommodation. But again, on a side note, they're planning to build subdivision in Clihus. I think it's between 20 and 40 houses. So that evidently will attract people to come back and allow people to come back, knowing that they have a place to stay.
Another economic interest being explored by Quathen Weegas is bottled glacier water. And there is a source close to the Clihus Wilderness Resort in Desolation Sound.
Not too far from the resort, actually, there's a creek, Alpine Creek, and that's on Clihus territory. There's several water licenses there, and it's the purest water in the area. And there's a couple of water bottling companies that own some licenses, but they're dormant, most of them. And our ambition is to eventually get a license for ourselves and to start selling the water. What we're thinking about format is simple aluminum can, something that is sustainable, thinking forwards and taking into account all the ESG plan and strategy that we're actually developing right now for the first time as well. So that's super important for us. But with COVID, all the paperwork, bureaucracy at the government, everything is taking so long, but we're confident it's going to happen because the province has been so helpful with us in terms of lease transfers for the resort, for the gorge. So I'm not complaining because they've been terrific. They've been so generous of their time and making sure things would go through. But some departments are different and it goes by priority. But we're really hoping that this year we'll get our water license and we will start building a business case. Again, that makes sense economically, but also ESG-wise, for sure.
Pereira acknowledged that he works with a great team and is especially grateful to ongoing contributions by the Clihus chief, Kevin Peasy.
None of this would have been possible without Chief Peasy. You know, sometimes we drop names just for the sake of it, but he's amazing, not only as a chief, but also as a chairman, because he sat for the last couple of years as a chairman at the corporation level. And the collaboration, the trust, because he's the chairman and the general manager, I literally have to walk through his office to get to mine. And yeah, he's been an amazing ambassador for the corporation and the community as well. But for me, I needed that type of support at a corporation, and he's amazing. And all the team is great, but as I deal with him every day and he has the louder voice, if I can say, he's been amazing for his people.
You've been listening to an interview with Bruno Pereira, General Manager of Quathen Weegas Management Corporation, about the new Clihus Water Taxi and related business initiatives.